Friday, October 26, 54321. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The United States has decided to file a complaint to the WTO asking them to investigate Chinese violations of intellectual property rights. Say what? Didn't things happen out of order here? Should we not have filed complaints with the WTO over Chinese violation of intellectual property rights before we started a trade war with them? Given the depths of this trade war, why go to the WTO now? China is guilty. They give preferential rights to domestic entities that violate WTO rules. WTO rules also protect patent rights that the Chinese were also breaking. The WTO should have been the first place that we should have gone with our complaints. Trump was misguided, thinking that the U.S. loses most of its cases with the WTO, when the record is that we've won 85% of them. Our record of success with the complaints that we have filed with the WTO has been very good. So ask the question again, why now? I fear it is because that they realize that a settlement of this trade war with China is not going to be as easy as Trump told us it would be. It'll become more protracted, and we need the backing of the WTO for us to gain consensus support of the world against China. Going with the tariffs and trade war first, basically thwarting the world trade system, going with the big bully approach, was a really dumb move. It is going to cost us in the ag sector. China is guilty of unfair trade practices that violate WTO trade rules. Again, the WTO should have been the first place we took our grievances with China. Had we done that, the rest of the world would have supported us. Instead, the U.S. ag sector was thrown under the bus by the Trump trade negotiators as a necessary sacrifice to gain some greater good. That is their argument, appealing to farmers' patriotism. As an ag state, Iowa is feeling the impact of the trade war on farmers in a way that will have an impact on the state budget. The trade war is then an issue in the Iowa gubernatorial campaign. Each side has to strike out their political position on the tariffs and trade war. For the Democrat Fred Hubble, that is pretty easy. It is bad for Iowa. The U.S. should have pursued corrections to unfair Chinese trade practices through the WTO and other means first, before bringing down the house on the ag sector as collateral damage in a larger trade war. Hubble says that Trump tariffs have amounted to a war that is fought on the backs of Iowa farmers. Governor Kim Reynolds says that producers understand the tariffs will ultimately improve the overall national economy. In my opinion, that is an over-optimistic, currently baseless assumption. Many farmers say that we did have to do something about unfair Chinese trade practices, and I agree. But as noted, opting for a trade war that every day is looking more like a Cold War that is heating up with China was an incompetent, irresponsible way to have gone about it. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. I'm going to use my analogy one more time. We are contributing to ham and Trump's ham and egg trade war. If and when this is settled, we're not getting our whole leg back. Will it have been worth it? Was the sacrifice worth the cost for the gain? I don't see how. Most farmers do not have the full picture of how global supply chains work, and that once dealt out, you do not easily get dealt back in. Our ag trade competitors are all scoring great gains. Russian, Canadian, Brazilian, Australian, and even Ukrainian farmers think Trump's trade war with China is the best thing that ever happened to them. We saw how it worked with Jimmy Carter's Russian grain embargo, and farmers did not like the result. Yet farmers are in the Trump tribe, so are betting that this time will be different. That just tells me we learned nothing from history. No one would have predicted that we would ever be dumb enough to repeat the debacle of the Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act as a mistake in history. That is why the world created institutions like the WTO, so we would work out our differences without trade wars or worse, as trade wars have historically led to worse. I look back with the clarity of history as a guide and wonder what idiot would have voted for those tariffs in 1930, because all they did was contract world trade and make the Depression more global, longer, and deeper. Yet when I see and hear people today support Trump's trade war and tariffs, what I see is history repeating itself, expecting a different result. That's the definition for insanity. Let me clue you that Trump's trade war with China is not going to work out well for either of us. History was doing everything that it could do, telling us what the right thing to do was to challenge China on its unfair trade practices. That was why the WTO was created, so that there was an alternative to repeating the mistakes of history. Too bad it was Trump's second or third choice. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in rural Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.